Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord and welcome to the morning motivation broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that our Lord has made. I shall rejoice. You shall rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspectives, including a new topic, life prayer, and assigning a daily task. Our topic for this morning is take time to celebrate life. Take time to celebrate life. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you miss this powerful broadcast live, I put your hot breakfast on the stove. That means on my website. After 8 a.m. Eastern at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, but letter D, fire.com, and on my Facebook page at Rossi Williams. So follow me there, and that's R-A-W-S-I. Now, we have a lot of other things going on. My new book is on sale. My upcoming speaking engagement at Outreach of Excitement Church, but I don't want to take the time to go through all of that this morning. Instead, I ask you to go to the website, feeldefire.com, so you can get all of the information, save the date, see my upcoming itinerary, prior sermons of me, videos of me ministering the word, all about me, contact me. Everything that you need is on that website at feeldefire.com. TheFire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, and I am reading from the KJV. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Take time to celebrate your life. Or I could even shorten it to just say, celebrate life. Praise the Lord. You know, this scripture is usually read as part of a Christmas sermon because it appears the only time that we really stop to think about the gift of life is when it's time to celebrate the birth of Christ. Or if we are having a baby or a grandchild, you know, a new baby comes into our lives, then we stop and we have a baby shower and we celebrate life, always that newness of life. The problem, though, is that the older we get, the less we stop to take time and just celebrate
our lives, the fact that God has given us a brand new day, and that each day should be a celebration of life, because I guarantee you that on this morning, someone did not awaken. Their alarms still went off. They still had a job, a car, loved ones waiting around on them, but they did not open their eyes. Yesterday was their last day to have celebrated their lives. But here this morning, God has seen fit to awaken you and to awaken me. On this morning, God has seen fit to say that I give you brand new mercies, a new opportunity to spend time with your loved ones, a new opportunity to do on today what you did not complete on yesterday, a new opportunity to make sure that your life is right with me, that your soul is right with me, that things are right in your life and in order. And I've given you another opportunity to stop and smell the roses. Don't just let your life be about the mundane routine task, just about work, just about watching television, just about going on social media, just about I'll drop the kids off at school, then I'll go to work, I'll pick the kids up, I'll fix dinner, or I'll mow the lawn, I'll watch this particular show, and that's it. Celebrate it. What will you do differently today to celebrate your life? On yesterday, I taught you peace be still now. And I taught about how we get so bogged down in life with so many irons in the fire or so many things going on in life that life begins to overwhelm us. It begins to overtake us. Before you know it, you look up and you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 75, and you wonder, where did the years go? I mean, it's almost September. I can remember just starting this morning motivation broadcast on June 2nd of this year and only having 6 listeners. Here we are now on August 24th. The Lord has expanded the broadcast to over 1,500 listeners in 8 different countries. But I still say, where did this year go? It's almost the end of this year again. This is how time flies. And it's not always because we're having fun. Sometimes it's because we're just like robots living a robotic life. And the tragedy of that is you'll look up and it'll be 2018. And you will not have accomplished all of the things you said you were going to do in 2017, some of them being things you were supposed to have done in 2016, and some of those being things carried forward from 2015. When will you stop to celebrate life? In today's word, we saw that when Jesus was born, the angels began to glorify the Lord. They celebrated. Hallelujah, Hosanna. This is a life with purpose. We praise your name, Jesus. You see, the Bible teaches us in Jeremiah 1:5 that before we were even formed in our mother's womb, God knew us. He had already purposed our lives. He had already called us forth into destiny. The Bible teaches us in Genesis 1:31 that God looked around at everything that he had made, and he said that, behold, it was good. You see, Hebrews 9:27 teaches us that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But I'm trying to provoke you to do something before that time. Stop to celebrate life. In the book of Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, we see the parable of the servants who were given the talents for a total of 10 talents, and how the first servant went out and he multiplied his talents. He was given 5. And the second went out, he multiplied his talents. He was given 2. And each of them doubled what was given unto him. But that last servant who was given the one talent, the Bible said he went and he dug in the ground and he buried that talent. And when his master came back to declare for an accounting of the productivity of what they'd done with what they'd been given, he told the first servant, "Well done. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." And he said the same to the second servant. But when he got to that third servant, that third servant said, "Lord, I know that you seek to gain yield and interest on what you've given us. In other words, I know you leave us with talents and giftings, coming back to see that we have utilized them appropriately to expand your kingdom, to gain souls, to impact life in a positive way. But I went and I dug in the ground, Master, and I hid that talent. Here, take what you gave me. I've done nothing with it." And the master was upset, and he said, "You slothful servant, you could have at least earned interest. You could have at least put it somewhere that even in you not doing your best, it would have increased the kingdom. But you didn't, so I cast you," hallelujah, "into outer darkness." What will you do to celebrate your life today? The talents that the Lord has given you, the anointing that he has placed on your life, the gifting and the callings. Who will you impact positively? Whose soul will be saved? Whose life will be made better? What coworker, what colleague, what boss, what family member, what friend, what enemy? Who will be made better? Who that is homeless, that's in the hospital, that's incarcerated? Who will you visit today? Who will you donate to today? Who will you pray for today? Who will you intercede for today? Who is it, Jesus, that is made better by you being alive? And then what will you do to celebrate the life, your life? Who will you love today? Who will you encourage? Who will you speak inspiration to? When will you stop running, man or woman, and get married? Yes, because God said it's not good for man to be alone. Then, ladies, God said he made us to be the helpmeet. I'm talking about celebrating life. It's not even meant for you to be living it alone. When will you open that business? When will you get that new vehicle that you wanted? When will you start that new degree? When will you start the renovation or the expansion on your home? When will you just laugh? How long has it been since you just laughed? I mean, a good, hearty laugh, because your life is a celebration and it's filled with joy. When will you stop crowding 30 hours of work into a 24-hour day? When will you go see your son or your daughter's activities, your grandchildren's activities? When will you stop to take time to celebrate life? We have to get ready to go into prayer. You guys, you know, when you started this broadcast with me this year, I put my declaration out there, and I'm not taking it back, that in 2017, do you remember it? My 2017 vision, I will be a perpetually happy and healthy, married, multimillionaire, effective minister of the gospel and advocate for criminal justice reform, and reconciliator of my family, who will take at least 3 major trips this year. Well, I tell you, I'm on track. I don't care if God waits until the last day to make it all happen. I won't stop believing it, and I won't stop celebrating it. And I wonder if you'll do the same. Our time is run. We have to go into prayer. So I will ask you to give me a few more minutes. I want to tell you about something so great that happened on yesterday. Yesterday's topic was "Peace, Be Still Now." And even as I ministered that topic, I was speaking that to my own soul, because I had to have a meeting with the prosecutor, with one of my criminal defense clients. And we went to the meeting yesterday, and a lot of the other people who were supposed to show up didn't show up. But I said to the client and his mother when we got there, I said, Everybody whom God wanted to be here is here. Because the most important thing is that Jesus is here. And I've already spoken peace be still to the situation. And I spoke peace be still to myself. And I know that the Lord has this. To make a long story short, God was in the building. And everything that my client wanted and more, God did it. And we walked out of there so happy and so grateful and so thankful. What I'm saying to you is that you got to celebrate. You got to stop and take your time to celebrate. Because part of me being an attorney is representing people who are about to lose their freedom or who are about to lose their livelihood or their legacy. Because I don't just do criminal defense. But I became an attorney due to my brother's incarceration, him losing that freedom. I thank the Lord he's free today. One person taught me this. She's another attorney, and she said, the day before your life changes is always just an ordinary day. So the day before you're arrested, or the day before you lose someone, or the day before you pass away, the day before you get the pink slip on your job, the day before you lose your children, the day before you get debt foreclosure notice, the day before calamity strikes, it was always just another ordinary day. So it's my prayer that no calamity will behold you, but that every day you will celebrate life. You will prioritize those who matter. You will take time to smell the roses. You will find love and you will love passionately, intensely, and aggressively. And if you already have that love, you will love that person like there's no tomorrow. You won't make mountains out of molehills. You won't give up the greatest gifts in your life, the greatest people, the woman or the man that God sends in to your life recklessly and for small things, because that is the greatest gift God has given unto you, the people who will have your back, who will be your ride or die. You'll prioritize them, and you'll love them with all you got, because this is your celebration of life. In the name of Jesus, we come right now, Lord, thanking you and praising you. Father, this was such an on time, powerful, liberating word today. So freeing, God, to help us to prioritize the people that you have given us, those that are in our lives, those people who should matter most, who should matter foremost, to help us, God, to quit causing ourselves to experience heart attacks and strokes and headaches and ulcers because we are so bent on work and anxiety, confusion, calm, just calamity that we are not stopping and taking the time to smell the roses, to appreciate what we have, to celebrate life, but that we are instead giving everything we have to other people outside of our homes, marriages, relationships, families. We've been prioritizing them over those who matter most. We've been worried so much sometimes about things that do not even matter. What is that person posting on Facebook? Are they talking about me? What are they doing? Stalking people who don't even matter, Jesus. Running behind men or women who don't even matter. In affairs and in infidelity, Jesus, Lord, I just felt someone being hit and impacted with that right now. Instead of focusing on what we already have at home, filing for separation and divorce, running behind what we consider to be the greener grass, only to get there and see that it's astroturf. It's not even real. Father, help us, Lord. We are not even giving you quality time in our day. We're not even calling out by name the people whom we love. We're not taking time for our children and grandchildren. We're not even just taking time for ourselves. We don't exercise. We don't eat right. We don't laugh. You said laughter does the heart good like medicine. We don't just speak positive words. We don't smile. Father, help us. We apologize because you've taught us that life is a celebration, not just when we're born, but an ongoing celebration day by day because you deemed us worthy to have another chance at life. Father, I pray for everyone listening right now. We repent of our ungrateful heart, our unappreciative nature, to where we've been allowing life to pass us by, never accomplishing things that we've set out for that day or that week, that month, that year, that bucket list, never doing it because we have not truly appreciated the gift of new life every day. Now, Father, I come in agreement now with everyone listening to this broadcast for what they've laid out before you. We rebuke the devourer. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke death. We rebuke calamity. And we say that we celebrate life. And we will not be like the slothful servant who dug in the ground and hid his talents, hid his calling, buried his giftings. But we will be productive within this day to bring about your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. The lines are muted. Just thank him for another day. Come on and say, Lord, I thank you for another day. Repeat after me. Our time is run. I have to give you our task for today. Say, Lord, I thank you for another day. And today I will celebrate life. I will celebrate life. Say it. I will celebrate the lives of those who are most important to me. All right. Our topic for today is take the time to celebrate life. Your task for today is to prioritize those who matter most and say something good to them. And if you relinquished that right man or woman that God had placed into your life, whether it was a boyfriend, girlfriend, you're trying to go through separation of divorce, don't let Satan have that victory. They're yours. They're your gift. Reach out today and make amends and fix that thing. Celebrate life. Okay? I love you. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Go to fieldthefire.com and share this broadcast with at least two people today and listen to this week's prior broadcast. Celebrate. Stop and take the time. You are special today. Tomorrow is not promised. God gave you today. Celebrate it for all it's worth in his glory. Go to fieldthefire.com and share this broadcast with at least two people. Follow me on Facebook. See all of the announcements. I'll see you tomorrow because we're going to celebrate today. I love you.